Hey friends, it's your girl Tab with the Talks with Tab podcast. I am super excited to chat magic, motivation, and everything in between. Whether you're listening in your car, your headphones, your work laptop, or wherever you are, get ready and let's get to it. Hey y'all, what's up? How you doing? It's been a minute. It's been a few minutes. Maybe about a half an hour. It's been some time, okay? But I'm here and I'm excited to be in your ear for another episode. It's going to be a quickie, but it's going to be a goodie, okay? I'm wondering, and I don't have one, right? So I want to know about y'all. So you see the title, it's mission statement. Do you have a mission statement for your life? And I know a lot of my audience is comprised of, you know, business owners, leaders in their own industries, people building their personal brands and the similars, right? Do you have a mission statement for your life? I was working on an assignment recently and I was like, what is my mission statement for me? Right? Not for Sheem, not for She Is Me, not Dear Black Girl, not any of my client brands, nothing remotely related to like business, right? But like, what is the mission statement of Tabitha D. James? Just simply of Tab, right? And I was like, I'm gonna take some time on that. And so I was like, I think that's going to be a part of my next podcast episode. And the reason being is because I'm learning while growing while learning, growing through grief, living through change, living through shift, living through life. And as I'm sure, though, all of you listening, all of us in community, our challenges and changes may be different, but what is constant is that there are challenges and changes, right? Similar to when we were living through the pandemic, it was like, we may all be experiencing this at a different rate or in a different way, just depending on where we lived or what we did professionally or how our life structure was. But what was constant was that COVID-19 was a thing and the pandemic was shifting our world. Like, that was a constant. And so in our lives, we are all experiencing something. Like, that is a constant. What the something is may be the variable that changes. And you see how I slung that in there? Because I know y'all be saying that, like, you don't use equations and, you know, X plus Y and B and all of that. You never use it. There y'all go, right? Life itself is an equation, okay? High school math matter to some point. And depending on what you do, you probably use it more than others. But anyway, that's just a random sidebar. What is your mission statement for your life? Because as the challenges and changes come, you can get back to center by checking your mission statement, right? When people ask you to partner for opportunities, when people ask you to be engaged in things, when people come at you some type of way about something, like, you can just really reference that as to how you make decisions, how you move, how you do things. And with anything, you can change it, right? But for the most part, when you think about the mission statement of, you know, a corporation or a company, the mission statement, though the branding may change, the colors may change, the logo may change, the way they deliver the service or product may change over time, typically the mission statement is something that stays the same or stays similar. Like, it may change. You may shift the language a bit. You may assess what's going on in the company and make some changes. But for the most part, that's something that's true to core, right? So I'm challenging you and me, because this is something that I would like to have in my life. Like I said, I have, quotes that I may use or somewhat like guide my life by. I have words and affirmations and kind of tabisms that I use, you know, in my day-to-day or when I'm speaking or when I'm speaking about myself, but I do not have a personal life mission statement, and I'm excited to develop it, and I hope that you are too, because there are things that I know are true to me at my core. There are things that are important to me. There are things that no matter how I'm delivering it, that is what you're going to get. Like, for example, authenticity is very important to me. Transparency is very important to me. Those are things that whether you get me speaking, you get me training, you get me mentoring, you get me as a friend, you get me, you know, in whatever aspect you get me, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get authenticity, because authenticity is something that I've worked very hard over the years to step into for several years. Like, if you go back and listen to some of my older podcast episodes, like, I was trying to change my voice to sound like other podcasters. And yes, I can't even get it out. I am 10 toes down about like code switching and like you knowing where and when to do certain things or speak certain ways and all of that. But like, seriously, I was trying to like alter myself, or there were certain ways that I wanted to look in my images. Like, there were certain ways that I was trying to just really be me, but not really, like a filtered version. And it was like one of those really ugly, grainy, old school Instagram filters, like not a cute filter, but a filter that just was not doing what it was supposed to do. And so I've worked so hard to be okay with who I am and how I show up in the world. So authenticity is something that's very, you know, important to me. A quote and principle that is, you know, it's in my bio, it's on my website, it's something I say a lot, is, you know, true leader not only leads others, but advises and builds them to become leaders as well. I don't know where I got that from. I actually think it was on my grad cap in grad school. Like, I don't know if it's a quote I got from somebody. If it is, I am no longer giving them credit, which I should be, but I can't remember. Maybe I should Google it. But that is, you know, something I'll say quite a bit. Selflessness through service is something that I say quite a bit. On my personal email, the signature is, you know, each person must live their life as a model for others, which is a Rosa Parks quote. So there are things that I, you know resonate with me, but I am super excited to dive into building out a mission statement for my life, especially as a multifaceted entrepreneur, professional, and person. Like, as someone who a lot of the things I do professionally also cross over into my personal life and vice versa. Furthermore, as a multifaceted professional who does quite a few things in the strategy world, I'm excited to identify what I want that core statement to be and how I want that to be something that kind of speaks to me, my work, my passions, and the things that just matter to me. And I want it to be simple yet complex. I want it to hit, but I don't want it to hurt. Like, I want it to do what it's supposed to do. So I am really excited for this. Something else that I am personally working on as a multifaceted professional that may be a gem for some other people is just really mapping out, like building out a resource map is something that I actually do in my strategy life with clients, is like building out a resource map so they can kind of see, you know, where they can really leverage their networks and their networks network to continue to build pipelines of revenue streams in their businesses. But for my personal self, building out a map of like, this is what happens in this world over here, right? And how do these things intersect? How do these things align? And the biggie is, how do these things not align? Because one of the biggest things and one of the biggest challenges that I'm currently facing, and I don't mind being transparent with you all in that, is some of the things in my life that used to align and intersect and just make magic no longer work for me. However, I do have an attachment to them that is not allowing me to pull away in the way that I probably should. One is that loyalty, right? I said, I'm gonna do it. Or, you know, I feel like I'm obligated to do it because of X, Y, Z. And some of those things, I really have to find a way to just be like, this has served its time, checkbox, right? Some things I need to push up on the priority list. And so by taking the time to kind of map out what all of those things are, like, What am I doing professionally? What am I committed to professionally? What am I doing personally? What am I committed to personally? What are the things that really bring me joy? What are the things that kind of make me say, right? And so how am I going to just look at all of these in a really big picture to be able to say this thing, this going, this is going there. Like really compartmentalizing from the inside out, right? And so I'm challenging y'all, right? The first one is the mission statement. But secondly, if you want to join me in the mapping activity, have at it. But I am challenging you to do this. I'll be back. I'm not going to say next week, but I'll be back to check in to see what's up, how you going, how I was doing, all the things. If you follow me on the Instagram or the Facebook or the LinkedIn, or you have my email or my number, like feel free to text me as you're working through this. Like feel free to tag me if you decide to post this on social media. But I'm really excited about building out my life mission statement. And I hope that you are too. And I think that even if you don't decide to do, you know, a mission statement, but think about the things that are true to your core. So maybe it is that you do, you know, a 5-word challenge. Maybe you take the take a page from my notebook, a homework assignment that one of my business coaches gives. And I do it every year around the same time. So I just did it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, like allowing people to list some words that they feel like describe you. And then you can take from that list and see what some key themes are, see how you think people might see you versus how you see yourself. Like it's very gratifying is a word, right? But very enlightening. That's the word. Very enlightening to see how people see you. And if you want to dig deeper into that, think about when you see someone listing words, right? Think about where they know you from or at what stage of life they met you. Something that really just brings me joy is sometimes when I look at the words, some of the words that people that have known me for, I don't know, a long time, that means they've seen several iterations of Tab, and people who have maybe just come into my corner of the world, some of those words overlap. So just knowing that over time, you know, maybe dedication is something that's just shown or exuded through me over time. Like I enjoy just being able to see that and assess that. Y'all also know, shameless plug that I'm not ashamed about, is that I'm a nerd. So things like this really bring me joy and excite me. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but recently a colleague, cousin, homegirl of mine who is really doing some great leadership and professional development work in her own life sent out a request to participate in her Johari window. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I'm going to link that in the show notes just in case you want to do one. So I just, you know, visited the link. She sent it out to other people and you were able to pick from some already pre-generated words, and you were tasked with picking 5 to 6 that you would say describe that person that you're describing. And I think on this grid, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe like 50 or 60 words. And so you're really niching down on what resonates with you most about that person. And I'm willing to bet too that they're taking that time, similar to like I said, with the activity I do from the coaching program, of like really assessing like, oh wow, this person saw this, this person saw that, this is where they know me from or how they know me or the aspect they know me, and really utilizing that to see how they navigate moving forward. So as I am stepping back into somewhat of this career of mine, and I say stepping back into for context, so if you're new here or catching up, like I'm really big on like these last 2 or 3 years, baby, it's been a blur. Like I've been working, I've been putting stuff into the atmosphere, but it has been a blur with losing my mom, with the relationship shifts, with life changing after the Panorama. Like so many things have happened and stripped things away and changed things and just made a different feel, a different imprint in my life. And I've taken a lot of time to really be with Tab, right? And not go as hard as I typically have in the past, recentering myself and relearning, unlearning, new learning, a lot of shifts and changes. It just makes me all the way excited about this mission statement thing. So even if you haven't, even if you don't feel like you're in a season of just like, oh, shift and change and all that, it might be a really good activity. So check it out. Let me know. And until next time, I will catch you later.
Wasn't that good? You just completed another episode of the Talk to Tab podcast. Anything that was referenced during the show, the resources can be found inside of the show notes. Additionally, if you would just like to keep the conversation going, feel free to find me on all the social channels. And until next time, I'll catch you later.